From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, former weapons inspector David Kaye on sarin gas in Iraq. But first, a leading Iraqi Shiite cleric, the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, is again demanding that all fighters leave the country's holy Shiite cities. This is the strongest statement yet from a man whose words can influence much of Iraq's Shiite majority. U.S.-led forces have been fighting the militias of another cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr, near important Shiite shrines in the cities of Najaf and Karbala. Here is NPR's Peter Kenyon with a report from Baghdad.
Ayatollah Sistani doesn't make public pronouncements, and today's comments came in the form of a statement released by his office in Najaf. It called on Iraqis to demand the withdrawal of all military vestiges from both Najaf and Karbala and allow the police and tribal forces to perform their role in preserving security and order. The statement carefully avoids showing support for the wanted cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, whose Mahdi army has sustained heavy losses in weeks of fighting with U.S., British, and Italian troops. But some of the fighting has come dangerously close to key Shiite shrines, and U.S. military officials are at pains to say they're taking steps to avoid damaging Shiite holy places. The scheduled handover of limited power to an Iraqi entity is just 6 weeks away, and Americans are anxious to keep Sistani and the Shiite majority at least neutral, if not on their side. Sadr and his followers have called on Shiites to flock to Najaf and Karbala to defend the shrines. But Sistani's statement today specifically called on Iraqis not to do that, but instead to demonstrate in their home cities for the withdrawal of both the Americans and the Shiite fighters. In Baghdad, Iraqis and Americans held a memorial service for Izzeddine Salim, the Iraqi governing council head killed in a car bombing yesterday at a U.S. military checkpoint. Iraq's interior minister today acknowledged that he lacks adequate intelligence to deal with such attacks. Another governing council member, Nasir Chatterjee, accused the interior ministry of recently withdrawing Iraqi police patrols assigned to provide security to governing council members. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.